From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Chicago, fans are joyfully toasting the Blackhawks. The hockey team is bringing home the Stanley Cup for the first time in almost 50 years. That's after they beat the Philadelphia Flyers in overtime last night. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the celebration in Chicago is just beginning.
We Chicago sports fans tend to savor our championships, which are few and far between. Sure, we had the 6 titles with Michael Jordan's Bulls in the 1990s, but it's going on 25 years since the Bears' one and only Super Bowl win. The White Sox went 88 years between World Series titles when they finally won in 2005, and let's not even talk about the Cubs. So with the Blackhawks not winning the Stanley Cup since 1961, Chicago fans were kind of bracing for the worst after the tenacious Flyers sent a game that looked like a sure victory into nail-biting overtime. And few could even see young star Patrick Kane's wrist shot sneak into the net for a cup-winning goal. After that slight delay, fans at Harry Carey's Tavern in Chicago exploded into cheering, high-fiving, hugging, and some, such as Steve Rubin in Chicago, even crying.
49 years. I've been a fan since 57, so this is great. I've waited a long time.
You've got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I do. I've been to a lot. I've been a Blackhawk fan my whole life almost. This is spectacular. This is spectacular.
Rubin says he attended his first Blackhawks game during the 1961 Stanley Cup Finals. And the wait to see his team bring the cup home again hasn't just been long, but lonely too.
You know, 3 years ago there was nobody at a game. I mean, they had 5,000 people at a game, 8,000 people at a game. And now they've taken the city over. Now they've taken the city over. It's great. I love it. It's great.
The Blackhawks weren't just bad on the ice for much of the last decade, but off the ice, many fans had grown to resent the Blackhawks front office, which ESPN rated the worst in all of pro sports. But when tight-fisted owner Bill Wirtz died in the fall of 2008 and son Rocky took over, he reached out to alienated fans, and the Blackhawks finally embraced stars of past teams that had been pushed away, including the Golden Jet, Bobby Hull.
It just meant so much to me to be a Blackhawk again, because that's what I thought I should have been all my life. And here I get a chance to watch them win a Stanley Cup again. That is unbelievable.
As he signed autographs after the game at Harry Carey's, Hull said he's enjoying this Stanley Cup victory more than the one he won in 1961, because then at age 22 he thought that would be the first of many. Not the only championship of his Hall of Fame career. This Hawks team is young, too. The biggest stars, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, are just 21 and 22. Longtime fan J.C. Bannister of Chicago hopes there are more championships to come.
It's been a great turnaround. It's been a really great turnaround. And I'm glad to see this city behind them across the board. Between the Blackhawks and the Cubs, both of those teams are long overdue. So the White Sox got it a few years ago. The Blackhawks, the Cubs are next.
Eternal optimism in Chicago, where the city will host a ticker tape parade and a rally for the Blackhawks on Michigan Avenue tomorrow. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.